Migration can affect people in many ways, but in particular it can challenge their personal and social identity, leaving them feeling vulnerable or threatened. In this resource, we look at what forms our identity and how the way in which we view ourselves in relation to others comprises many visible or invisible traits or roles, some chosen and some not. Sharing and listening to the stories that shape our lives can offer an opportunity to explore our belief systems, rethink our worldview, find common ground with others, and reshape our sense of identity. Personal identity is how we view ourselves in relation to those around us. We are born with some aspects of our identity, our nationality, sex, and genetic history. We form other parts of our personal identity as we develop and mature through our experiences and interactions with family, friends, and community. Social identity is how we relate to others and how we operate with many different social situations. Throughout our lives, we interact with a range of social groups, including family, friends, classmates, work colleagues, local communities, cultural and religious groups, and different nationalities. We define our social identity by how we view ourselves in relation to these social groups. Ethnic identity is the sharing of cultural practices, feelings, and perceptions and behaviours with people of the same ethnicity. People, especially children, can become confused about their social, personal, and ethnic identities if they have been separated from family, friends, or their cultural and ethnic networks. It can be difficult for some people to adapt to new environments, customs, and cultures. Sharing your stories and exploring how identity affects or informs our perspective can help us understand the ways diversity impacts on human interactions and relations. Exploring the diversity and similarities within a group can lead to greater awareness, empathy, and bonding. The stories we tell or hear from others shape our identity. Some of these stories are unchangeable, like our age or where we were born, for example. Other aspects of our identity are formed in relationship to others. With the choices we make every day, we shape our identity. But what are the factors that influence our choices and contribute to the shaping of our identity? Our place of birth can contribute to shaping our identity. The history of our country, the political, social, economic, and environmental situations that we were born into. Our family is the first social grouping that we are exposed to, and therefore we have the most profound effect on shaping our identity. From birth, we are exposed to multi-generational influences between family members, which cause us to adopt values, patterns of behaviour, and belief systems that can stay with us through to adulthood and underpin our view of the world. It is only when we interact with others whose value systems differ from ours that we begin to explore and question those belief systems. Our cultural identity relates to the human need to belong and develop from birth. It is shaped by the attitudes and values of the people around us, primarily our family and community. There is a comfort and security in sharing history, customs, music, arts, and other common interests. These elements can play a major role in shaping our identity, yet it is wrong to assume that those sharing the same culture have the same identities. Self-awareness, exposure to, and openness to embrace new cultures can enrich the human experience and further develop our sense of identity. A large majority of the world's inhabitants identify as religious. Most people reflect their religious identities through many of their social and cultural practices. In many cases, the moral choices made or actions taken by people, which in some cases includes risking death, are based on their faith. The information of moral identity within the human personality is complicated, as it is facilitated through family, culture, and the wider society. This can often lead to an intensity and depth of conviction that can make it difficult to adapt to societies with opposing or different views. There are many factors that affect how others perceive us and how we perceive ourselves. Age, race, sexual orientation, for example, are all characteristics of our identity, but other aspects of our identity are less inflexible and constitute to be shaped through our interactions with others and through our own self-analysis and self-awareness. The aim of this exercise is to help identify personal and social identity, create awareness of the diversity and similarities within the group, and to help participants to get to know each other. Use the blank template and write your name in the centre circle where indicated. In the small circles, write down 5 aspects that reflect your identity and are important to you. In pairs or small groups, share your diagram and talk about your choices. When each member of the group is finished, look at the shared similarities and also the differences within the group. The aim of this exercise is to create awareness of other people's lives, provide opportunities for empathy and understanding within the group, and encourage greater levels of self and group awareness. To begin this exercise, ask each participant to write down on separate pieces of paper three or four events that have greatly impacted on their life in either a positive or negative way. For example, a birth, death, festival, natural disaster, holiday, etc. When this is completed, compare events looking at the similarities in choices and also the differences. Ask those with similar event choices to discuss their perspectives on their choice and how the particular events impacted on their lives.